Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the UN of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing, quote, a really difficult situation in the east. But he said a new supply of U.S. weapons was coming and Ukraine, quote, will be able to stop the Russians. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Philippines National Security Advisor called for Chinese diplomats to be expelled on Friday over an alleged leaked phone conversation. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A news report surfaced this week of the alleged leak of a call between a Chinese diplomat and a Filipino admiral discussing a dispute over the South China Sea. It carried a transcript that showed the admiral agreeing to concessions with China, including notifying Beijing about missions to the disputed Second Thomas Shoal in advance. The two countries have been embroiled in heated standoffs in disputed areas of the South China Sea as the Philippines, emboldened by the United States and other allies' support, steps up activities in waters occupied by China's vast coast guard.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Thousands of protesters angered by the government's decision to hand over control of some border villages to Azerbaijan have demonstrated in the center of the Armenian capital for a second day to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. The rally in Yerevan ended Friday evening without incident, but the high-ranking Armenian Apostolic Church cleric who was leading the protests vowed that they would continue. Armenia said in April that it would cede control of some border areas to Azerbaijan. That decision followed the lightning military campaign in September, in which Azerbaijan's military forced ethnic Armenian separatist authorities in the Karabakh region to capitulate. There is an improved economic outlook in Britain, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The British economy bounced back strongly in the first 3 months of this year, bringing to an end what economists term a technical recession. The Office for National Statistics adds the economy grew by 0.6% in the first quarter from the previous three-month period, with broad-based strength across sectors. The gains come after two quarters of modest declines, which the UK defined as a recession. However, despite the quarterly increase, the British economy has barely grown over the past year. It's been hobbled by interest rates at 16-year highs of 5.25%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has pressed his campaign to urge Italians to have children. He has called for long-term policies to help families and warned that the country's demographic crisis was threatening the future. Francis's appearance at an annual conference of pro-family groups Friday marked his latest appeal for Italy and beyond that Europe to invert what he has called the demographic winter facing many industrialized countries. Italy's birth rate, already one of the lowest in the world, has been falling steadily for about 15 years and reached a record low last year with 379,000 babies born. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.